Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Week 6 drama here in Foxborough. The Patriots top the Saints on a Kenbrell Tompkins touchdown from Tom Brady in the final seconds. The Patriots now 5-1 inside the locker room after the game. We heard from many players on both sides of the ball who talked about what it was like at the end of that game and what it took to beat the undefeated Saints. Here it is in Locker Room Uncut.
I felt like I was a fan. I just had the best seats in the house, you know, that last drive. And for us to be able to come up big in that situation, I mean, it's hard to put in words, but, I mean, it's Brady. It's just Brady.
Is it hard to, you mentioned being a fan, I'm being honest, is it hard to keep the emotions in check in a game like that, knowing that?
I mean, I had just said it earlier previously, man. I was jumping for joy. You know, it was just one of those games, man. It was a dogfight. You know, it was back and forth. We had momentum. They had momentum. You know, and it just came down to, you know, the final minute. I guess that's what we always preach, 60 minutes.
KT has been exceptional since day one that he's got here, and I'm happy for him as a rookie, man, to make the game winning catch. It gets no bigger. And you know, Tom, one of the best quarterbacks to play the game. You know, throws a pick to drive before, and then comes out there and drives the ball all the way down for the game winning score. I mean, what more can you ask out of your leader, you know? So he put the team on his back, and we went out there and made the plays that we needed to make.
Tom's cool, calm and collect out there. Mm-hmm. You know, he just goes up, fired up, and says, you know, we practice this every Thursday. Let's go out and let's make a play. And, you know, guys protected well. We made some big plays, and we were able to execute the situation. So, you know, it was definitely good execution on that last one. You know, there's a bunch of stuff we wish we could have had back, but it was definitely a great win.
I did see it. It was a very nice catch. I was on the right side, and it was an awesome catch. A great player. I mean, we see that every day in practice, so it's nothing new to us, but now fans got to see it.
Tell me what it looked like from your perspective. Could you see it was there, and like, but he didn't have much?
Yeah, I mean, I saw the very end of it, just the catch, the way he went up with it and came down. Textbook, pretty much, you know, the timing and everything. It was an awesome play.
I feel like we play for each other, you know. The defense plays for the offense. Offense plays for the defense and special teams, you know, and so forth. And, you know, we're players one, and we are one, and we're just going to keep going.
That's a lot of pride. I mean, he a very good tight end, and our biggest thing was to go in there and try to stop him and just stop their whole receiving core and tight end. So we did a pretty good job, I say that. Like, I got to look at film, but I think we did a pretty good job.
Maybe you guys weren't expecting to hold him without a catch entirely, but how much confidence do you have in Aqib, knowing that the game plan was probably going to be for him to shadow him, at least for the beginning part of the game?
Aqib, amazing. Oh, he's amazing. I like Aqib, man. I learned a lot from him. So I knew my coach told us that we got to go in there and we got to play hard. We got to play hard against them, boy, because they're good players.
Great, great all-around defense by our guys, I feel. And, you know, the goal is always, you know, to figure out the opposing teams with the offenses, you know, their weapon, you know, their best weapon, and we try to do our best to take that away. And I think we did a great job of that.
And then Aqib goes down, and everyone else just fills right in.
Definitely. I was just saying, man, we was the next man up mentality. I said everything didn't go perfect for us, but it seldomly does. But it was just a tremendous job of guys just fighting all the way through, playing 60 minutes.
I've been familiar with this team, and you're never down and out, you know. And I think we all look to number 12, you know, in certain situations like that. We look to Tom, and you know, he's not shaking. And so that kind of, I think, goes down the chain to all of us. You know, we kind of rubs off on us, and you know, I don't think any of us panicked. I think we always knew that we were in it and we could, you know, come back.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.